Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July 11th, 2026. I've got an interesting question that, you know, I get this all the time. I don't know exactly how to share with you what it really means, because the problem with the question itself is the question itself. It doesn't lend itself to any true meaning. But I get it a lot, and I decided, you know, might as well bite the bullet here and do this question. And what it is, do you believe in manifestation? How to manifest, this person says. Her name is Rebecca. She's from Seattle, Washington, and listens to us regularly, she says. So I don't really know, you know, what does manifestation mean? I guess that means bringing stuff into your life and trying to find some means and manner to use that stuff in a way that helps them be happy or gets them something they want that they think is essential to their life, something like that. I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. So let's take a look. Do I believe in manifestation? We all manifest, whether we like it or not. What we manifest is very interesting to me, because in that manifestation, there is the ability to understand the nature of our own life. There are certain things that manifest on their own. The kind of people you will meet will be a manifestation. And what kind of people are they? People, you know, will meet all sorts of different human beings and think, well, this one's better than me or this one's lesser than me. We go into all this funky stuff that we like to think of as our privilege to judge others or confirm a bias that we may have. We manifest things. We manifest people. And whether or not we are drawn to someone, we are drawn to what? The potential of them giving us what we want. Many, many years ago, without me knowing it and knowing how I did it, I manifested a Zen master, my first one, while I was in a seminary. And had anyone known I did this, it would have probably meant the end of me as a quote-unquote unity minister. But I had to find out, because I could see how shallow it would be just to teach people how to manifest. Religion and philosophy is about teaching people how to get what they want and what they need. Some people need healing. Some people need money. Some people need friends. Some people need objects and things, they think. So what we do, basically, most of us, is we take ourselves out of the practice of love. When Jesus said, your Father knows of your needs even before you ask, and it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven, things like that, people take it literally. They don't understand. And how do you make a person understand who is based in inferiority? We all have our inferiority complexes, don't we? And when we really begin to discover how those complexes work in us, we feel like we're in futility. And that's a very big problem, being in that kind of futility. But nonetheless, and less than none here. Manifesting, you and I are constantly manifesting, either out of conflict, which is normal, and our manifestations are the same old, or we begin to question it. When I was young, I questioned. I had a lot of questions about what it meant to be me, or what it didn't mean to be me, or all of that. So when I found this Zen master, I began a huge journey that led to going to India after my ordination and all of that, my graduation. And it just went on and on from there. I kept It just kept rolling. Was it my fate? Was it my destiny? I don't know. I really don't. And if I sit here and tell you at 75 years old what was going on within me at 21 years old, it would be a totally different point of view than from 21 to 75 years old. A totally different point of view. But this is what I found. You set the path, Rebecca, for yourself. You either manifest things from your emotions, and those are not always the things we want. They are not always the things we need. They're not always the things that bring us to a deeper awareness that we are love and that we live as love, that we are loved very much. This happens from our soul. Or we don't. And we think, I got to have this, I got to have that, I can't have this, that shouldn't happen to me. And we go on fighting our life, fighting our destiny, fighting everything, our fate, until it becomes absolutely ridiculous. And that's what most people do. They live ridiculous lives because they're trying to get what isn't in store for them, what isn't in alignment with them, which isn't the cause and the necessity for their life. Each and every one of us has some necessity for our life, something we are here for. We have set that path. We have made that path. So when we think in terms of that path and we don't respect it, we don't understand it, or we don't like it, some people need to be where they don't want to be. They need to have problems they don't want to have. Why? They need to wake up. This is the only way to reach a person. How do you reach people? How do you? I don't reach you through these podcasts. The only way to reach you is for you to go out into life, continue on being what you are, Rebecca, and having the kickback from that. And then you can look at it and go, oh, this is the way I am. Women will say to me, I want to find the perfect man, the man of my dreams, blah, blah. Who is that man but the one who pays the bills, brings you to orgasm, takes you places you've never been, affords you to have a child or something like that? It's always about some external thing, and we don't really understand what the hell we're doing because we create hell this way in our life. Things change. People change. We live in impermanence. What was once very beautiful today, tomorrow could be a nightmare. We just don't understand because of our limited point of view. We think in terms of getting what we want, preserving it, and hanging on for dear life for the things that we think we want that will make us happy, and they never do. It's always, always, always impermanent, temporary. You are living in a temporary carcass. To make this carcass happy, or to pleasure it to be happy, is the sole property of most people's intent in this lifetime. And they fail miserably. And even when they're happy, it's never enough. There's always more, wanting more. So, do I believe in manifesting? Everything that I am has and does manifest in this world. And my effort is to be forgiving, to be merciful, to be compassionate, to understand what I have manifest and not resent it, not think I've done something wrong or something good or even something bad. I just look at things for the way they are. And if I can do that, if I can live in that, if I can let love live me in that, then I have something very, very special. I have that meaning in life that is, well, shall we say, superior to my genetics and what my genetics want to purport to me. So that's something for you to think about. I hope it helps you. I really do. If it doesn't, let me know. Rebecca, I sent you my phone number. We can talk. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. Thank you for your patience and your kindness with me. And please forgive me. Namaste.